This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jimmy, I was just curious about, saw the news this week about Jermaine Kearse joining the staff. Wanted to get your take on that and how that came together. And also curious about a potential impact in recruiting with having Jermaine there, especially with the NCAA announcing that they're going to extend the dead period now through mid-April.
Yes. So Jermaine Kearse, huge pickup for the Dogs. Obviously an extraordinary player, but an even more extraordinary person. You know, this is a man that we would want all of our sons to be like. This has been a long process going here, long recruiting process, and we finally got him to sign on the dotted line, and we're excited for him to be here. And he's going to be a really wide ranging role. He's going to be able to study film, you know, watch our opponents, also recruiting film, and give his two cents to our staff and his experience, and all the football that he's been around is just going to be, it's going to be invaluable to our staff. And definitely the recruiting piece, of course, just having a guy like that, that's done it right here at the University of Washington, and then also done it at the highest level in the NFL, and has got a Super Bowl ring and all the accolades that Jermaine has. Is going to be very beneficial, and he's going to be a great person to be around for our recruits to get to know, and our players to get to know, but also our coaching staff. So I could just go on and on about Jermaine. I'm so excited that he's here, and he's already added a ton of value.
All right, we'll go to Christian Capel and then Masvita. Go ahead, Christian.
Hey, Jimmy, I noticed when you guys roll out some of those heavy packages on offense, whether it's with Corey Luciano or Mark Redman or maybe both of them, if you had a wideout on the field, it was usually Rome Odunze. I'm curious what it is about his skill set where you like having him on the field in those packages.
Yeah, I mean, that could change, obviously. We won't always be that way, but Rome gives us a lot, and he's continuing to get better every single day. He's got a lot of speed. He enjoys blocking. He's smart. And so we can align him up in those packages, but he's going to be lining a lot of other packages as well as the season progresses here and his knowledge grows.
All right, we'll go to Maz and then Mike Farrell. Go ahead, Maz.
Hey, Jimmy, before the game last week, there was a show of unity by both players. Just wondering, how did that come about, and will we see similar – type of unity?
Yeah, that was a really, really cool moment. You know, us, all the head coaches in the Pac-12 got together before the season started on a Zoom call, and along with our, you know, commissioner and the rest of the administration in the Pac-12, and decided that we would do that before our first home game. And so it's only going to occur on our first home game, but it was just a show of unity. All the players line up together and to fight social injustice in our country. And it was a great thing. And it's happened across the whole Pac-12. I just don't think it gets aired on TV because it's so far, before kickoff. But I think it was a great thing the Pac-12 put together.
All right, Mike Varell and then Dan. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jimmy, we just got the email that the Pac-12 has approved non-conference games in the case of cancellations, and I'm just wondering what your opinion is on that.
Yeah, I think it's the right move. I would definitely want to be a Pac-12 opponent first. If there was a cancellation for our game and a cancellation, another Pac-12 cancellation, I would want the two Pac-12 teams that are able to play first. That would be my first it'd be my first option. But, you know, this week, let's say for whatever reason our game is not happening and everybody else in the Pac-12 is is booked up, then I think it's good. We've practiced and prepared so much that we want to be able to play a game and get that game in the books. It'll be difficult, to try to travel or try to get a team here, but we'll work through those issues. And at the end of the day, let's let these young men go out there and play.
All right, Dan Raley, then Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Dan.
Jimmy, I know your offensive line did really well, and Kirkland was kind of a leader in that bunch. I think you recognized him as doing well. But I was curious about guys like Ulamu Ali and Wattenberg, who are in new roles. You know, how did you see them? Could you give a little feedback on each of their performances first night out?
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm excited about that group. I think I've said that over and over. I mean, I've heard, hey, we're young and we lost some guys, which we did lose some guys, but I've just been watching these guys execute in practice and operate in the weight room and seeing all the weight that they're throwing around. And I mean, our two guards, Bainavalu and MJ, those have got to be two of the talented guards in the Pac-12, and they're young guys. They're earth movers. And then Wattenberg's played a lot of football for us and, moved in that center, and it was seamless. He goes in there and he operates and gets us in and out of the huddle. And then Big Vic, on the right side. I mean, Vic had a really good game as well. I think the whole offensive front. Corey Luciano, I'm telling you what, he had an excellent training camp. And I was glad he got a few snaps out there in some of our heavy packages. I think you'll see his role grow. I was extremely excited for him to have a healthy training camp and play a physical, nasty training camp, which I love.
All right, we got five hands raised, so we'll probably try to stick with that. Go ahead, Chris Fetters, and then Anthony.
Yeah, Jimmy, going more on the non-conference stuff, because you guys in real time have already gone through the iterations of trying to explore potentially having another game late in the game week, have you kind of figured out what's the breaking point in a game week where you could reasonably expect to say, okay, we lost game X this week, but we can pursue game Y?
Yeah. It's so unprecedented, right? I mean, it's just so interesting. It really goes to it. So here you just put it, we're on both even playing fields, both teams, because there's no game planning whatsoever. We're basically just going in there blind, whoever we're going to play. What it really comes down to is travel. That's what it comes down to. I know for us, we're like 140 to 160 travel party. When you start putting the trainers in there, our equipment people, our coaches, our staff, our players, and trying to move around 160 people onto a plane. Maybe you're supposed to host and now you got to get on a plane somewhere, then trying to find a hotel, then trying to find meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and another breakfast maybe the next day, trying to find six buses. So we have to have more buses now because of the COVID, because of the pandemic. Only one person can sit in one seat. Nobody can sit in the front seats next to the bus driver. All these logistical things that are just nightmares. How to get the pads there, which is a freight truck that usually goes, 3 days before we travel. And so it really comes down to logistics. I would say, if the game's supposed to be on a Saturday, maybe Wednesday, but now if they move it to a Sunday, that gives you an extra day, which, they did with the Cal-UCLA game. But I don't think anybody has the perfect answer for that. It's just going to be trying to slap it together at the last second. I think out here out west, because the distances between all the colleges puts us even more, in difficulty to try to get these games matched up, where I think the teams in the south, the teams in the east, the schools are a lot closer, and maybe they're just a bus ride away, where a lot of out west, you're a plane flight away.
All right, Anthony Edwards and then Masvidas. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach, I know you don't like really talking about the past that much, but with the first game in your rearview mirror, is there anything like you regret or you learned from the first game as a head coach, or what did you take away from that?
Definitely my sights are definitely all on Arizona right now. We definitely have some things that there's always things to grow on and improve on. And we have a laundry list of those things that I have written up and that we've worked on this week, whether it was with myself or with our coaching staff in all three phases. We're always looking to try to grow and improve. That's one of the anchors of our program, is a constant state of growth and improvement. The exact things, I don't know if I want to dive into that. I don't want to divulge any, you know, maybe weaknesses that we have that maybe our opponent can take advantage of. But we're definitely trying to strengthen some of our weaknesses and improve on the really good things that we did last Saturday.
All right, Maz, then Mike, then Ruth. Go ahead, Maz.
Yeah, hey, Coach. If growth and improvement are the context, how did guys practice this week, you know, that growth from game one and heading into game two?
Yeah, no, that's our anchor, our constant state of growth and improvement. And we will always lean on that no matter what happens, whether we lose, whether we win. We're always trying to get better, myself included, and our coaching staff. And we had an excellent week of practice. It was guys dialed in, guys focused. We're seeing a new style of offense that we got to face, a new style of defense that we have to face. We're facing a team that is extremely talented and probably should be 1-0 right now if they just finished in those last waning seconds there last week in Tucson against a quality opponent. But our guys have been dialed in all week. They've been focused. And these next 48 hours here, we just got to keep them there, keep them focused, and then unleash them on Saturday night.
All right, two more. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Jamie, two quick things. We saw Cooper McDonald out there. I'm wondering what happened and what his camp did for him in terms of giving you guys that confidence to use him. And then also, Jack Westover told us that he had one carry in his life prior to last week, and that was in eighth grade. Wondering, obviously he played that role for you guys last year in the HVAC spot, but what gave you the confidence to give him the ball a couple times?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so for Westy, if he had one carry, whatever that was, eighth grade or whatever it is, during training camp, I think he might have had 150 carries. So we definitely grooved that call and practiced it over and over and over, and it worked a lot, and that was the reason why we utilize that play, and we could do it again, or we could not. We could maybe use it here in a couple of weeks. But I'll tell you what, I had a friend text me. He said, "Hey, Coach, your first third down conversion was a fullback dive. You got to be proud of that." And I am very proud of that. that was awesome. I'll make sure I have that clip pulled out and ready to show the first third down conversion of our season this year. And then. Sorry, you got me all smile about Westy. Cooper McDonald. Okay, another. Hey, I'll tell you what. So Cooper, he played with so much confidence in training camp. And he could play inside. He could play outside. You know, I've always talked about we love guys being able to move them around. And, the more you can do, then we'll be able to utilize you. And he's going to continue to play more because he makes plays in practice. And about two of our preseason games that we had, he would get a sack, make a play, tackle for loss, and I would just look in his eyes, and you just saw this confidence. It wasn't like he was surprised he made the play. It was like he knew he was going to make the play. And when guys show up like that on tape, they deserve to get some playing time, and that's why you saw Cooper play, and you'll continue to see him play.
All right, last question from Ruth. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jimmy, this is kind of unrelated to this weekend's game, but rather something I'm working on myself. I just kind of wondered if you could just talk for a minute about what Scott Huff has brought to the program. I mean, the offensive line just gets better and better every year. But in terms of his development in players and his recruiting prowess as well.
Oh, yeah. Coach Huff, he has done an excellent job. Where do I start with him? I mean, you've already said it. He's brought in just some giant human beings that love to play physical and are extremely smart. And that's what we want to be about around here. We want to be tough. We want to be physical and we want to be smart. He knows how to find them. He knows how to recruit them. Coach Huff has a big personality. He's very charismatic, has very good humor. He's able to make our staff laugh all the time and also our players. But then when it's business time and it's go time, he gets his guys to go. He played center back when he was in college, and usually centers are, the smartest guys on the line and the leaders and able to line everybody up. And, of course, Coach Huff is, that's how he was as a player and that's how he is as a coach. He gets these guys lined up. He's a great leader for that room, and he is recruited extremely well. Can't say enough about Coach Huff. I'm glad he's a dog.
Okay,
Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.